Thank goodness for Chris Brogan. Thank goodness for Chris Brogan. There have been quite a number of people, myself included, who have, since the launch of Periscope, and perhaps also since the launch of Meerkat, live streaming apps, who have been propagandizing a point of view, which is that Periscope, I'm going to refer to Periscope throughout, that Periscope is a fantastic new tool for businesses to use, that it opens up all sorts of new possibilities in the area of growing, to help people grow their business. It provides marketing people and owners of businesses with a fantastic new tool. And in some cases, there are people who have gone as far as to say that Periscope boots all other forms of social media, including YouTube, into the long grass in terms of how wonderful it will be in order to grow your business. The only way in which I can distance myself from the extremes of these points of view are that I have been less vociferous in whenever I have said that Periscope can be used in order to benefit a business and in order to benefit a cause. But the key thing is that after a very short period of time in use, I think maybe 4, possibly maximum 5 months, there are a huge number of new fans, enthusiasts, converts, people who've never actually, in many cases, who've never been active on social media before, have, many of them have taken with alacrity to the use of Periscope. So why do I say thank goodness for Chris Brogan? And here's the reason, is that I use Periscope an awful lot. By any normal person's standards, I use it perhaps even too much. So I am pretty familiar with the kind of stuff that is out there on Periscope. I don't just listen to myself. I don't just listen to my friends. You know, I don't listen to everything, but I do sample what's out there quite a lot. I use Twitter in order to find new people using Periscope, and I take recommendations from other people, and you can even look at a map and see who's using Periscope from any particular location in the world and just drop in there and sample it. So what is it about Chris Brogan that I welcome so much? And it's this, that he's a refusenik. A refusenik, a dissenter, somebody who has, even before trying to use Periscope himself, he published a blog post in which he called into question the benefits to business in live streaming. Chris Brogan had an opinion about Periscope before he'd even tried it himself. Chris Brogan wrote a blog post, and then he signed up, got himself a Periscope account. Don't quite know how much attention he paid to people on Periscope, how many Periscopes he watched. But then one evening, as far as I was, my experience was concerned, he appeared on Periscope and did his first live stream broadcast. It upset a huge number of the people who went to his to participate and to pass comments during his live broadcast. In other words, he wasn't well received. I, just to be clear, had very mixed feelings. First of all, I only heard a little bit. In fact, I heard a bit of two particular scopes while I was walking along the street in, it may have been Galway or it may have been in Clifton. It was in Clifton. and in the west of Ireland in Connemara. And I was disturbed. I had mixed feelings. There were things I didn't like and things I did like. Now, I have to say that I didn't start listening to Chris Brogan's views on Periscope and Chris Brogan broadcast on Periscope with an open mind. Not at all. I had since 2006, been reading Chris Brogan gradually over a number of years, had more and more contact with him. And slowly and gradually, I became a close internet friend, would be the way. We've never met face to face. We have spoken on Skype on several times, and I have sent him audio emails and receive his newsletter and all that. So he would be one of my heroes, as far as I'm concerned. So when he came on, I had these mixed feelings, because on the one hand, I was delighted that Chris Brogan was doing what he was doing. And in a nutshell, Chris Brogan was questioning and doing more than questioning. He was saying that, in his opinion, Periscope was not going to be a particularly useful marketing tool for himself. And actually, by implication, he was saying that the advice he would give anybody who asked him for his advice was that he thought people could be doing much better things than using Periscope. And I liked that. I really liked that challenge. I found it fresh, because I wasn't used to hearing anybody, including myself, voicing sceptical views in relation to Periscope. The fact that I was very enthusiastic about Periscope did not mean, and I knew it didn't mean that I had evaluated the alternatives. So in terms of the opportunity cost of being on Periscope vis-a-vis the other potential uses of my time, I hadn't done any evaluation. It was very clear from the way Chris Brogan came across that he considered that it was, if you stacked up the different things he could do with his time, that Periscope would not get into his working day. He also expressed his puzzlement that it would get into other people's working day. Now, the bit that caused me to have mixed feelings, because I was very pleased about that, I thought, great, now we have somebody who's putting it up to us, including putting it up to me, to justify, evaluate, come up with persuasive arguments why it is actually worthwhile from a building a business point of view. Now, we're not talking about having a nice, interesting social conversation with people. And I'm also not saying that one is better than the other. I'm certainly not saying that having a good, virtual social life is less important than having a vibrant business. I'm not saying that at all. It's too complex an issue, as far as I'm concerned, to just say, well, which is better, this or that. But if you purely are to take the business issue and whether marketeers, and I suppose in a sense I am a business marketeer. Chris Brogan certainly is a business marketeer, albeit a business marketeer of a particular type, but his job, he earns his own living out of helping other people's businesses to grow. And that's the key thing. Is it good for the business of Chris Brogan? In other words, for putting food on his table and clothes on his children's back and paying his employees and all that sort of thing. Is it good use of his time to be on Periscope? And he certainly said the answer, until he was persuaded otherwise, was no. Chris Brogan, the way in which Chris expressed himself bothered me. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was going to go down well. I thought, oh my goodness, he's really rubbing a number of people, not all, but he's rubbing a number of people up very badly through the way in which he expressed himself. But of course, a Periscope broadcast disappears, unless you do something about it, in 24 hours. And this was his very first one. So, but I wouldn't want to, pretend in any way, even to myself, that, you know, having a good challenge to present itself on the issue of Periscope means that it's impressive if you present it in any old way. So, okay, let me just put it very simply. I didn't like the way he did it. I liked what he was doing. Now, of course, those two things are mixed up together. But the key thing is that as far as, you know, a number of people got upset, there were some quite strong views put forward, particularly by one person on a Periscope itself. But, of course, time moved on. Chris did a second one, which I liked, I'd have to say, if my memory is any good in it, I liked terribly, terribly well. And I so much so that I transcribed virtually the whole of it. And I actually transcribed a whole lot of the first one too. Not exactly, because they were going to disappear. And actually, since then, Chris Brogan has made a number of Periscopes, and I have thought that they are fabulous, well worth listening to, well worth tuning into. And he has been, I mean, to use this terrible marketing language, giving value left, right and centre. He's been expressing ideas. He's been referring to things. He's been connecting people with other things. He's been doing useful things to people who actually want to use his services. Now, by that, I mean to people who are interested in growing their business through the services that Chris Brogan offers. Now, that's not to say, I mean, if Chris Brogan was to satisfy a huge number of people, he'd pick up a musical instrument and he'd start singing or playing and he'd start telling stories about his time as a musician and his time as a podcaster and goodness knows what else he would do. You know, there's a whole load of things Chris Brogan could tell stories about. But he's actually got a living to earn and he's absolutely clear about this. His business priority is to help other people's businesses to grow, and he has a particular method of doing it that he has evolved, he would say, through trial and error, to put it mildly. He would also say, and this is a handy thing to say if you're ever saying anything about something on the internet, is to say, well, he's made loads and loads of mistakes and he's been wrong about a whole load of other things. And he did actually say that. You can hear him saying that he was wrong about LinkedIn, that he was wrong about, that he may well be wrong about Pinterest, that he was wrong about a number of the other social media. He would say he was right about Twitter a long time before a whole lot of people were right. But here, I'm not trying to summarise Chris Brogan's position. What I'm really trying to say is that there is something, a drama of a sort going on, an interesting drama going on, which hasn't yet fully taken off, and I hoping it will take off, which is a controversy about whether or not Periscope is good use of your time for the purpose of growing business. And I suppose that's why I'm making this piece of audio. I know a person who's very close to my way of thinking about a whole lot of things who would put her dislike of the way in which Chris Brogan expressed himself in at the beginning on Periscope. You know, so it's a matter of balance. You know, I didn't like the way he did it. On the other hand, I did like what he was doing. So it's a matter of how do you balance one against the other, I guess. I also don't think that when anybody comes on to Periscope, and no matter who they are, and they start delivering a broadcast, it's extremely unlikely that the people on that first few broadcasts, if you like, are the ideal audience for that person. You know, who is your ideal client? Who is your ideal client? Michael Port asked. And he gave various suggestions on how you should decide on who your ideal client is in business. And certain, I think, that anyone who takes up Periscope won't be meeting their ideal clients, or even people who are in contact with their ideal clients for a bit of time. Now, you know, Chris Brogan is not the only, okay, people will call him a guru, right? He's sold a lot of books. He's been a huge blogger. He's been referred to as one of the best business bloggers in the world. He's spoken, he's consulted with very big companies, and he's also done a whole lot of things for small people and small businesses, if you like. That's what I meant by small people. So, but you do, you have a choice. I mean, you can go to Gary Vaynerchuk, you can go to Michael Porch, you can go to Ted Rubin. I mean, there are as many business gurus out there as, you know, you spend your whole day reading a list of them, really. So you have your choice. I happen to have made some choices in my life, and one of the choices I've made is Chris Brogan. So I just want to tell you, by the way, that, you know, there's interesting stuff going on. And I also kind of wanted to clarify my own thinking, and in trying to communicate my thinking to other people, I get to kind of have a better idea about what I really think myself. So there you are, Paul O'Mahony saying, thank goodness for Chris Brogan, and long may he continue to use Periscope, as far as I'm concerned, from a selfish point of view. And frankly, if he doesn't use the Periscope and he disappears off Periscope, I'll still get his weekly newsletter, which arrives to me every Sunday morning, and this is a Sunday, and I will, you know, read it virtually every Sunday straight away, and I will derive great benefit from it, and I will recommend it to just about anybody I know if they're looking for a recommendation for a very, very useful, stimulating, thought-provoking, a place through which you can actually get tools which will help you to grow your business, or indeed even grow your cause. Okay, that's it. Enough from me. Thank you to everybody, including the people who didn't like Chris Brogan, because you've got me thinking, including everybody who developed Periscope, and to all the people, especially to all the people, the new people who I've made contact with via Periscope, who have enriched my life without ever threatening to make me any money. Okay, bye-bye.